Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Straight Talk with Stan Macklin. We're so glad to be able to come your way today, because straight talk is definitely what it is that we need to hear in light of what's all going on. We're going to be talking about current events, a lot of things, and we're going to be talking, giving a special message today dealing with ability. Because I just feel that in the midst of all the chaos and chaotic situations that we're going through, we have to know how to navigate using our ability to make a difference, and that's what it's all about. But don't want you to be discouraged in light of everything that's going on. Want you to be encouraged. That's what we're here for, to tell it like it is. And if you like to have a comment, you like to chime in and share your concerns, feel free to give us a call. You can call us right here on Straight Talk with Stan Macklin at 347-850-1598. It's not a one-way street. It's not all about what I say. We want to hear what you got to say, because I know that you have concerns, you have cares, and you have thoughts, and we want to hear what you have to say. So give us a call, or invite your friends, your neighbors, your relatives to listen to Straight Talk, and you can do that by telling them Straight Talk with Stan Macklin's on the air, 347-850-1598, and our technician will be definitely be more than glad to accommodate your call. Or if you want to share with them and process that concern to me. But what's happening on the current event scene? There's a lot going on, definitely. I just have to make you aware of what's happening with that situation in Flint. As you know, in Flint, Michigan, the people have an unfortunate situation with the drinking water. As a matter of fact, they can't drink the water. They can, but they're subject to get sick. It has bacteria that's consists of Legionnaire's disease and lead, and it's just unfortunate. But on top of all of that nonsense, you would actually think that there would be some intervention, and it needs to be intervention. It does. It needs to come quick and fast. Those individuals in the administration there, in that municipality, had the nerves, the audacity, charge the residents of Flint, Michigan, higher water rates than any municipality in the United States. A survey was done of 500 municipalities, and Flint, Michigan, that dirty, nasty, diseased water, they was charging them higher than 500 municipalities here in the United States. You know, something's wrong when people play off of the plight of the poor. What's wrong with it? I just don't get it. Well, I get it. The Bible calls them greedy dogs. That's what they are. Greedy dogs fighting over profit at the expense of the ostracizing of the poor. That is just uncalled for. Can't drink the water. Water has to be bottled in every day, truckloads, semi-truckloads. And then you're going to charge them craziness. That's crazy. I call upon all those that are in authority, legal, electoral, legislative, to make a difference in that situation. It's just uncalled for. Well, Not only that, this is why we're going to be talking about ability today, because it does take ability to make a difference. Yes, you could easily get so discouraged with all this craziness that's going on, you just give up. But here in the Straight Talk family, we don't want you to give up. We want you to pick up. And we're going to be talking about how you can do that by the use of ability. Don't go anywhere. I want you to know. But before we get into that, I do want to talk about another thing. Donald Trump. Mr. Trump. He's seemed like he's pulling his Trump card. And he's won again. Third time. I tell you. I think, America, we need to get prepared for that which is yet to come. There's a lot of angry people out here, and they want change. They just want change because they're dissatisfied with the way things have been. They feel that this country has went back, and it hasn't went back. As a matter of fact, this country has been in great recovery. And, yes, hats off to, if it makes you mad, I don't care, I'll say it, Obama, because he has done a lot of significant change for the good and better. Are now able to have health care. That's right. But Trump says one of the first things he'll do if he get in there, that's gone. That's gone. Well, that's the GOP platform anyway. And it seems like he'll have the opportunity to be able to select a nominee for the Supreme Court. Yes. And the GOP is saying that let the people decide, the people's president decide. In other words, where the people elect, let them decide. No, no, no. That's not the way it's supposed to be done. The president, the sitting president, has the responsibility to nominate, in the death of a sitting judge, a new judge, confirmed by Congress. That's right. Come on. These politicians are something else. They're playing not hardball, but mean ball. Hate ball is what they're playing. I want to give this man the opportunity to be what he is, what he was elected, 2 times, I might say, president of the United States of America. Some people just can't stand the fact that a black man, that's right, I'll say it again, they can't stand the fact that a black man lives in the White House. Well, it is what it is. You'll just have this year to deal with it. And he's out of there. He'll go on and do even greater things as he has been already doing. But, yes, President Obama, pick a nominee. Pick a nominee. You need to do it. Well, that's just 2 current events I had to get off my chest. Yes, because it is what it is. Well, we're going to take a station break, and we'll come right back. We're going to talk about ability and how that using your ability can make a difference. It can make a difference, folks. You don't have to just sit back and just take it. That's right. Somebody said you can make it if you can take it. Well, some things you don't have to take. You can pick up, stand up, and speak up. And we're going to talk about ability and how you can do that. And so we'll get right into that right after our break. right. Welcome back to Straight Talk with Taz Macklin. In case you join us, we're here on Wednesdays at we're able to give you some insight to some of the things that are going on in the area of current events. But we're going to be talking today about ability and what it takes to make a difference. A lot of individuals have ability, but they don't know how to use it. And that's what we want to talk about, because ability pays off if we use it. Things that are going on simply because people, they feel like they're helpless. They can't make a difference. And so their ability lies dormant. But I'm saying to you today that ability, it's the key. And ability is simply making an effort to do something. And when you use that ability, it pays off. It pays off if we use it. Well, you say, well, what does that mean? Well, it means the rewards of ability pays off. I'll say that again. Ability, the use of ability has rewards, and it pays off. You can't just sit back and complain and moan and groan about what something should be, and you're not doing anything. You can actually get out there, and you can stand up and make a difference. I know a lot of people are preoccupied with themselves, and a lot of people are caught up with having a pity party, me, myself, and I, and they don't realize that the answer lies within you to stand up and stand out to make a difference. But it starts with your ability, knowing what you can do. Yes, you have a voice, you have influence, and it counts. And ability pays off if we use it, and the rewards of ability, but you got to use it. For instance, if you received an award for $1,000, you just saved it. And that's good. Saving is good. It's not really how much you make, it's how much you save. And a need came where you needed to tap into that $1,000 to meet that need. But you didn't tap into it. But the need still exists. What's the problem? Well, the problem is, you didn't use it. You didn't tap into your resource. You didn't use your ability to get what you had. Good difference. Brothers and sisters, we underestimate ourselves. We don't understand that we are significant, and we have within us the eternal resources to make a difference if we use our ability, because the rewards of ability pay off. Some of the nonsense that's going on today is because people won't use their ability. And that's why nonsense takes over. It replaces it because people refuse to make a difference. Ability pays off. It does. And if we want to see changes in our country, we want to see changes in our life, in our family, in our community, we have to use our ability. I mean, do you go to city council meetings, the county board meetings? Do you go to school boards? Are you involved in your community? Are you working with groups to try to learn how to become a community organizer? I'm telling you, ability pays off if we'll make an effort. What does this boil down to? Well, number one, ability is what it takes to get the job done. You may have some challenging issues in your community. The elected officials aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. Why not you rise up to the occasion to do something about it? Ability is what it takes to get the job done, which means you might have to mount a campaign for change. As long as you're talking about it, that's not doing nothing. That's adding to the problem. That's lip service. But put some foot service to it. Knock on doors. Let people know, hey, I'm a candidate for city council. I'm a candidate for the school board. I want to make a difference. Ability is what it takes to get the job done. That's one of the reasons why we have this platform, Straight Talk, because it gives us the ability to have a platform to speak out and speak up on issues that confront us. I haven't even tapped into all the potential of Straight Talk in terms of what can be done with panel discussions and guest speakers and everything. But I tell you what, the ability is there to get the job done. The ability is what it takes to get the job done. And we have to be willing to do something to make a difference. We do. We can't just think about it, but we have to sincerely be about it. And when we're being about it, it's going to do something. It's going to do something in a very profound way. That's what it takes. That's what it takes. Well, can be used for good or bad. Did you want to say it? Ability can be used for good or bad. We need to be using our ability, like the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, to build a beloved community. We need a revolution of values against the evil triplets of racism, militarism, and economic exploitation. That's using your ability for good. But there's same people that are using their ability for bad. Bad things hurt people. What's happening up in Flint, Michigan is hurtful. People can't even drink water. People are suffering from Legionnaire disease because of the bacteria in that filthy water, lead-based water. That's bad. Somebody was not up to date on their ability. Ability can be used for good or bad. Why not use our ability to promote good? That's great to be able to do as such. The third thing is that ability can make a difference if we simply try. It can do so much. So much can be done in terms of making a difference. I said I was going to talk to you about using your ability to make a difference. But the issue is, are we going to simply try? To simply try means to make an effort to do something different. And if we simply try to make a difference, to do good, good things will transpire. It will come into reality if we use our ability to make a difference, if we simply try. You know, I think sometimes we just are content with just letting the bad have its way. And I have to say this here. I think people are ignorant when they see what's happening in the campaign of Mr. Donald Trump. I mean, when you're constantly talking about people ever since the inception of your campaign, that's how you have built it up to what it is. I don't think that that's going to play with other nations and even within our nation, talking about people and belittling people and demeaning people, whoever they are, whatever they do, because it's all about you, because you so happen to be a self-made billionaire. That's right. Well, you say, well, you just jealous. You just envious. No, I'm not. I have common sense. And I know that common sense goes a long way, much further than this plain old nonsense. And a lot of the things that are happening today in the political scene is beyond common sense and nonsense. It just makes no sense. So ability can make a difference if we simply try. Wherever you are, in what city you're listening to, whatever country you're in, use your ability to make a difference. Not giving up. Well, is ability, is action in motion. Oh, I like that. See, ability is not a standstill. It's not. It always goes for the touchdown. That's right. It always goes for the home run. Oh, yeah. And you know what? With ability, if you get tackled, you can deal with that too. You get up, start over again. If you strike out, hey, there's always going to be the next time. Ability, it is accessible, it is flexible, because it knows it can become breakable, because ability is always fixable. If you're simply willing to try, ability is action in motion. And some of you that's listening, wherever you are, if you are inactive, you need to become active. You need to put some motion. That's right. You know, a lot of people, thousands of people, probably millions, start of the year. Next week, Lord willing, we'll be going into the third month already. Third month. Can you believe that? But at the first of the year, people talk about New Year resolutions. They want to do this. They want to do that. They set goals. But none of that's going to happen, and none of it has happened for those of you who made those resolutions if you didn't put your ability in action, which is, as we said, ability is action in motion to make a difference. That's right. I'm talking to you, motion, to make a difference. That's right. That's what it takes. That's why Robert Rules of Order talks about making a motion, how to make a motion. You got to know how to put things in motion. That's movement, movement. Well, what's the bottom line to all of that? Yes, there's a bottom line. It's something that we all should cherish, something that we all should rely on, something that we should all anticipate concerning ability is freedom. Oh, that sounds good. Just to even say that. Ability is freedom. Freedom is not to be taken for granted. Freedom is to be cherished. Freedom is to be honored. Freedom is to be valued. Ability is freedom. You show me any freedom that did not come from ability, and it's not freedom. That's force. But ability is the key to making a difference. It is. So, we've been talking about ability. And as we said, ability pays off if we use it. The rewards of ability pays off because ability has rewards. It pays off. Number one, again, ability is what it takes to get the job done. Ability can be used, number two, for good or bad. Number three, ability can make a difference if we simply try. Are you trying? Or have you given up? And number four, ability is action in motion. It's movement. It's not at a standstill. It's doing something. It's like a butterfly. A butterfly exercises its ability to explore, to enjoy the adventures of the wild blue yonder, to see what lies in store for it and its beauty to watch and to behold its ability in action. And as it flies in motion, it is beautiful. And lastly, as we said, ability is freedom. Now, you may be listening, and you may not be experiencing a freedom in your life. You may be bound by some substance abuse. You may have some issues, some challenges, some destructive behaviors and thoughts and attitudes in your life, and you want to be set free from that. Well, I'm going to give you the opportunity to exercise some ability for change, to make a difference. I'm going to pray with you because I know it can happen, because I'm a believer in the power of prayer and, above all, the personal touch of God upon your life. It's one thing I like about Straight Talk. I have the flexibility and the freedom to be real, and I want to be real with you. I'm going to pray with you. Right now, wherever you are, I want you to be a participant in this prayer, and I'm going to pray for you because I know that this is your day. This day was designed for you to hear me speak about ability, and I'm giving you the ability and the opportunity for change, to be empowered to a new level, the next level in your life. It can happen. You can definitely experience a brand new you. Will you pray with me? Dear Father and our God, I need you. I know that I'm not experiencing your joy and your power in my life because I lack the ability to simply try. But today is going to be a new day in my life. I'm going to put my ability in action and in motion. And I accept your realness in my life. This is my time and my day for change. And I thank you, and I give you praise and glory. Amen and amen. Well, this has been Stan Macklin with Straight Talk. And I don't know whatever it is, but remember, it's not the outlook, but it's the uplook that makes a difference. Keep on keeping on, and remember that the best is yet to come. Have a wonderful day and beautiful week.